The physical setting where we reside, eat, live, and enjoy our life is symbolic of our inner health. Look around where you are currently sitting or standing right now. Are the physical surroundings tidy? Are they orderly? You might say, I've never been a tidy person or orderly person. It doesn't make any sense to me to lead a life that is totally tidy and wrapped up. I'm just not that type of person. When we clean up the clutter that surrounds our life, we allow the life force to move through our bodies. We gain energy. If there is significant clutter that surrounds us where we eat, live, and work, it's likely to be that we'll feel our life force stifled and stymied. Now, there are two ways to approach this challenge. The first approach is to say, once I begin feeling better, once my health returns, once I have reversed the symptoms that I have been experiencing, then I'll be able to clean up the mess in my living room, in my office, in my kitchen, in my bedroom. I'll get to work on that when I feel better. A second approach, which as it turns out is also significantly effective, is to simply reverse the process. You acknowledge, no, I don't have a lot of energy today. No, I'm not feeling particularly well. Yes, my symptoms are in my face. But guess what? I'm going to simply begin moving to clean up the clutter of my life. Guess what'll happen? You'll get more energy. Life force will begin to flow through every cell of your body. The mindfulness challenge this week is to leave no trace in a place of choosing in your home. This particular place could be a kitchen, it could be a bedroom, it could be an office, or even a corner of an office. We continuously, for example, eat, and oftentimes we leave the dishes hanging in the sink without washing them. If your choice is to focus your challenge of the week on the kitchen, if you're going to dirty up a dish, then wash that dish immediately. Do not leave it in the sink. Do not expect someone else will clean it up. Do not say to yourself, I'll attend to that tomorrow. The challenge of the week is to be mindful of everything that you use, to honor and respect its sacredness and the value that it gives to you, whether that object be a fork, a spoon, a knife, a plate, a toothbrush, a pencil, a pen, or papers. The challenge to summarize is choose a place in your home throughout the week. When you make a mess, clean it up immediately, so that when you leave that space, you leave no trace. It's as if you weren't even there. Nobody would know. Enjoy yourself this week as you leave no trace in the space of your choosing. Robert Rogers, this is Parkinson's Recovery. Good day.